Chapter 2, Literature and Language.
Achilles' Heel.
Achilles' Heel.
Batteries have always been the Achilles' Heel of electric cars. You can make one that's rugged, but it's bound to be too heavy, too bulky, and unable to store enough electricity.
If the industrial nations think the rainforests are so important for biodiversity and carbon dioxide storage, says Mahathir, why don't the rich carbon dioxide-creating countries pay for the service of preserving those forests, instead of hectoring the poor countries not to utilize one of their few natural resources?
Catharsis.
Catharsis.
Much of the emotionalism of modern pop music, the call-and-response involvement of the crowd, the sense that music can offer catharsis for both performer and audience, is taken directly from the sacred music traditions of African Americans. Cliché.
Cliché.
The reigning cliché of the day is that in order to love others, one must first learn to love oneself.
In even the simplest and most hackneyed Italian street song, he grips the audience like a benign bear.
Deconstruction.
Deconstruction.
One of the most remarkable things about the 20th century, more than technological progress and physical violence, has been the deconstruction of man and woman. Deus ex machina.
Deus ex machina.
To Barry Gifford's source novel, Lynch adds a murder plot, an Elvis impersonation, a few torture scenes, a drug cartel, some cockroaches, and a happy ending complete with Deus ex machina. Elmer Gantry.
Elmer Gantry.
This realism, argues Wolfe, was what characterized the successive writers, as varied as Zola, Dostoevsky, Dickens, and Lewis, whose Elmer Gantry prefigured the Jim Baker affair by more than half a century.
It has taken hardly a month for David Gergen to become the White House Svengali. A top West Wing aide says he's now the non-Hillary person the president listens to most.
Eponymous.
Eponymous.
Nobu Matsuhisa, whose eponymous Beverly Hills restaurant serves masterly food, observes, "Here I use French truffles and Caspian caviar. Why not?"
It's bad enough that Vladimir Lenin's eponymous city is St. Petersburg again, that statues of him are toppling everywhere, and that the country he hammered together is falling apart.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
The concept of assertive multilateralism being advanced by some supporters of the United Nations can only be described as naive diplomatic gobbledygook. Gotham.
Gotham.
Giant floor designs of the Mets and Yankees emblems, an arcade evoking the city subway system, Broadway posters, corridor carpet that looks like carpet on tile, a lamp in the shape of the Empire State Building, and big apples. Big apples everywhere. It's Gotham without the crime or grime. Honcho.
Honcho.
4 years ago, having quit as artistic director of American Ballet Theater, Baryshnikov founded the White Oak Dance Project, a small company of experienced dancers. The youngest current member is 31. The oldest is Baryshnikov, now 46, to tour with a variety of modern works. Both the troupe and its honcho have thrived.
So you report to the seminar center, a big white concrete origami structure with skylights and indoor trees and maple floors and modular furniture in primary colors.
Jargon.
Jargon.
Instead of feeling surrounded by information, first-timers, newbies in the jargon of the net, are likely to find themselves adrift in a borderless sea.
The details of his life are wonderfully exact. A bottle of Camel Royal Blue Ink, old copies of Bertrand Russell, an 1897 edition of Barrier and Leland's Dictionary of Slang, Jargon, and Cant.
Lingua franca.
Lingua franca. If the oldest boomers grew up on early stones, and the youngest arrived just in time to catch Van Halen, at least they possessed a lingua franca.
Magic realism.
Magic realism.
The style he sought, along with Candor, Ebb, and librettist Terence McNally, was the magic realism of Latin American fiction, in which everyday behavior lurches into the weird.
The last months and days of Simón Bolívar, the brilliant and thwarted liberator of South America, are imaginatively reconstructed by the acknowledged master of magic realism.
Narcissism.
Narcissism.
At one time, she was known as arrogant and overbearing, with above-average narcissism and self-regard, even for a young actress. Nom de plume.
Nom de plume.
Pack is an investigative reporter, and Byron is the nom de plume of a Western diplomat who is apparently an intelligence officer.
When Adolf Hitler outlawed leftist parties in 1933, Herbert Fram took the nom de guerre Willy Brandt, a name common in his hometown.
Oedipus complex.
Oedipus complex.
Freudian theory holds that the earliest erotic impulses are incestuous. Young boys unconsciously rival their father for their mother's affection, while daughters covet their father, a normal process in development known in boys and girls respectively as the Oedipus and Electra complexes. Pigeon.
Pigeon.
Pangs of Love, whose darkly humorous tales were written over the past 7 years, recounts the adventures of a Chinese-American waiter working in a Japanese sushi bar. An Americanized son who can communicate with his Cantonese-speaking mother only in a pidgin version of her language. And the Chinese invention of baseball, protean.
Protean.
Since his arrival on the post-punk scene 17 years ago, Elvis Costello has shown himself to be one of the most prolific and protean songwriters of his generation.
The T-1000's protean forms were achieved through a computer technique called digital compositing.
Pygmalion.
Pygmalion.
Thinking I was going to be Henry Higgins and trying to turn him into Pygmalion was the biggest mistake I ever made. I thought I could help him reform. Ship of Fools.
Ship of Fools.
Americans refused to take in the Ship of Fools in 1939, the liner St. Louis, even though it sailed as close as Havana with its 1,128 refugees fleeing Hitler. Slings and arrows.
Slings and arrows.
Like Hamlet, as he strolled the ramparts of Elsinore Castle, Danish voters last week confronted a dramatic dilemma: to be or not to be fully a part of the new Europe. Their answer, which provoked an instant volley of slings and arrows from the nation's outraged community partners, was an astounding no. Sound and fury.
Sound and fury.
If we can compromise with each other and turn our backs to violence, despite 100 years of sound and fury, is peace not possible between all deadly enemies in the world? Tantalize.
Tantalize.
Thanks to advances that have been made in molecular biology and immunology since the start of the AIDS epidemic, scientists have found some tantalizing clues.
It has long been assumed that nothing was going to change much in telecommunications or television until fiber was brought all the way to the home, a Herculean task that was expected to cost $200 billion to $400 billion and take more than 20 years to complete.
Theater of the absurd.
Theater of the absurd.
The same thing happened to the father of Theater of the Absurd. He preferred the label Theater of Derision, saying, "It's not a certain society that seems ridiculous to me. It's mankind." Walter Mitty.
Walter Mitty.
I am neither a licensed pilot nor a natural-born killer. But this was a Walter Mitty dream of combat come true. And, as someone once said about bullfighting, it may be inexcusable, but it's irresistible.
He popularized the phrase, "in the catbird seat," to describe a team sitting on a big lead,